Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. We just bless you on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, you are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here. You've given us another day. You've given us new mercies, God. You allowed our families to see another day, our children, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, God, and allowing us to be here, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your covering and keeping us safe from all her harm and danger, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers and our cries, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for working behind the scenes. And we thank you, God, for being our friend, Lord God. We thank you, God, for being our covering, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being someone, Lord God, that we can cast all our cares upon, God, and give you everything, Lord God, that is on our heart, Father God. Everything that we're concerned about, God, we're laying it at your feet right now, Lord God. God, we're laying our families, Lord God, the relationships, Lord God, minor things, big things, Lord God. We're putting our health at your feet, Lord God. Lord God, every concern that we have, Lord God, we want you, Lord God, to take up residence, Lord God, and God, that you will move, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God, and God, that you will move on others' behalf, Lord God, and God, that you will work everything out for all our good, Father God. Everything, Lord God, everything that we encounter, Lord God, everything that we have experienced, Lord God, everything, Lord God, whether it's good or bad, Father God, that you will work it out for our good, Lord God, according to your plan and your purpose, Lord God. And that we stand on your word, Father God, that we, Lord God, believe, Lord God, that you're going to do it, Father God, because you are a faithful God, Lord God, that you are who you say you are, Father God, that you are the God, Lord God, that never changes. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can depend on you, we can trust you, we can rely on you, Father God, to work all these things out for our good, Father God, to draw us closer to you, Father God, to build that relationship with you, Lord God. God, that our hearts, Lord God, will be settled in you, Lord God. That our hope is in you, our trust is in you. Everything, Lord God, is in you, God. We're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, draw us a little closer, Lord God. Pull us closer, God. God, that nothing that happens, Lord God, will affect us, that will move us, Lord God. That nothing that is said, Father God, will make us doubt or have us, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, that's not, Lord God, pleasing in your sight. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would enter in, Lord God, and that you, Father God, would, Lord God, go into the hearts, Lord God, and that you would change our hearts and our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we be transformed, Father God, according to your will and your plans for our lives, what you have predestined, Lord God. God, that we will walk totally and completely in the destiny that you have for us, Lord God. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you forgive us for any and all sins, Lord God, iniquities, trespasses, things that are happening, Father God, all around us, Lord God. Lord God, even the wicked and evil thoughts, Lord God, I ask that you forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for holding a grudge or pointing a finger, shaking a head, even doing it, Lord God, and we don't even realize we're doing it. God, we ask that you forgive us of those trespasses, God, those things that we do to others, those things we are doing unto you. We ask, God, that you will wash us and cleanse us, Lord God, and purify us, Lord God. Purify our hearts and our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That we, Father God, will follow after your kingdom and after your righteousness, Lord. in the name of Jesus, not being concerned about what people say and what people think, Father God, because you are different, because you don't do things the same way, Father God. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would do it all your way, Father God, however you have us to do it, Father God. God, that we will be pleasing in your sight, Father God, that we don't lean to our own understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will order our steps, Lord God. Make the crooked path straight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, hallelujah, God, that you would transform our minds, Lord God. God, take out the warpness, Lord God. Take out the stuff, Lord God, that is contrary, Lord God. Any discrepancies, Lord God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you will remove it in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you would heal the relationships, Lord God, and allow reconciliation to take place in our families, amongst our friends, our loved ones, Lord God, even with our children, Lord God. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, even, Lord God, those things where people thought they had walked away, Father God, but God, you said they are not done. Father, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would allow them and give them the courage, Father God, to turn around and go back, Father God. Lord God, give us a heart to apologize. Say, I'm sorry, Lord God, and get that thing right amongst ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, that we may be a sweet-smelling savior unto you, Father God, in every area of our lives. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you remove any unforgiveness, and God, expose all the grudges, and give us the courage to forgive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and God, to forget, Lord God, not to pick this stuff back up, Lord God. Give us a mind that forgets all that old, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, God, that you would reach out, Father God, and save those, Lord God, that are unsaved, Father God. Lord God, those that we have placed before you, Father God, those, Lord God, that need you the most, God, those that are lost, God, and are seeking, Lord God, a way of escape. God, I'm asking that you would open up the doors, God, and allow them, Father, to come into your sanctuary, God. Send people to them, Lord God, that will minister your grace, that will minister your word, that will minister the truth, God, that they can walk in the truth, God. God, that they can hear that thing, Lord God, and know it's you, Father God, and they grasp it, God, and they apply it to their lives in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you remove that compromising spirit for those that are aware and know of you, Lord God. God, that you will remove that spirit of compromise, Lord God, compromising their salvation, compromising who they are in you, God. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, that we will walk away from the old and that we will step into the new. God, I'm asking that you remove any and everything, Father God, that is contrary to your word in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you help us, Lord God, even in our finances, Lord God, even in those things, Lord God, we don't even talk about, Lord God. God, that you will give us the wisdom that we need, Lord God, the understanding that we need, Lord God, the direction that we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Holy God. I ask, God, that you would, God, just remove these things, Lord God, that so easily beset us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask, Lord God, Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you remove these things out of our heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would guide us and direct us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask, God, that you help us, Lord God, in our relationships with one another, God. Lord God, that we don't, Father God, hold anything against one another, Lord God. I ask, God, that you give us a heart of forgiveness, Lord God. Even the more, Lord God, that we forgive, Lord God, even things that may have happened 5 minutes ago, God, that you give us a heart to forgive those things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you will help us, Lord God, even to forgive ourselves, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm asking, God, that you will guide us, Lord God. Give us the direction that we need, that you will help us to make the right decisions, Lord God. Lord God, decisions that are coming, Lord God, even on tomorrow, God, even on tonight, Father God, that you would help us, God. Help us to understand your word more, Father God, as we read your word, Father God. God, that we don't add to it nor take away from it, God, but that you would give us the revelation, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that are hidden, those secret things, Lord God, that is hidden right in plain sight. God, that you would give us a heart to accept those things, Lord God, that you reveal to us, Father God, and that we would nurture it, Father God, that it would bring forth fruit, God, that we would speak life into our lives, Lord God, these things, Lord God, that you show us, Lord God. God, that we will walk in it, Lord God, with everything that is within us. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you touch those, God, that have walked away from your kingdom, God, that have backslidden. Lord God, I'm asking that you would draw them back. God, go after them, Father God, and return them home, Father God. Those, Lord God, that think and believe, God, that they're stuck, or think and believe, God, that they can't come home. Give them a courage, Father God, to turn around, Father God, and come home, Father God. Give them, Lord God, the ears, Lord God, that will block out all the voices, Lord God, all those people that's talking about them, Lord God, and saying this and saying that, even in their heart, Father God. God, give them the courage to block it all out and just focus completely and totally on you, Father God, putting their mind on you, their heart in you, their soul in your hands, Father God, taking their hands off of their business, Lord God, and allowing you to be God in their lives, Lord God, that they can be restored and healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Lord God, that you will be the shepherd, Lord God, in their lives, in our children's lives, in all our lives, Lord God. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help each and every one of us, Lord God, to walk upright, God, before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, that our hearts, Lord God, be concerned about you, Lord God, and you let you take care of all the rest. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covering. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us a home and a place to lay our head, transportation, Lord God. We just thank you for safety, Lord God, that you will keep us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord God. We ask these things, Lord God. Lord God, in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.